Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Conspiracy theories is what we're talking this morning.
Yep, we're talking about people who truly believe in conspiracies and just totally cling to them. And they believe it's true. Like, B.O.B., he is legit raising money to prove the earth is really flat. Like, he 100% is going with this. Hitman has a buddy who thinks we faked the moon landing. Listen, I have more than one sister. I'm not going to say which sister, who 110% believes that the government is controlling our weather, the hurricanes, volcanoes, earthquakes, not Mother Nature, but the GOV.
There's a lady on the phone right now. She's dying to make her comments on the air this morning about that whole HARP thing. Do you believe in this?
I'm calling about that HARP machine. I'm so a believer of that too.
You are?
Yes.
Why? Tell me about it.
It is all over the internet. If you go on there and find out information, the person who made it, he said he designed it to help out pork.
To help out who?
Okay.
We lost her.
You can get her to believe anything. That didn't take much.
We lost her.
Power 93.5, do you know anybody that still clings to a conspiracy theory?
Yes, my dad.
What?
He believes that in the whole 9/11 thing, he believes all the conspiracy theories about that with the Bush and everything.
Oh, that it was planned.
Yeah.
Really? I've never heard that one before.
You haven't?
No.
It's a big deal around where I am. I hear it all the time.
What does he say Bush did?
But they think he set it up and did it himself.
So Thanksgiving dinner around the table, his dad's talking about that, I bet.
Oh, my God.
Oh, high pressure at all times.
Hey, when people get this stuff in their head and they believe it, there's no stopping them.
There is no.
Mm-mm.
That's amazing. He thinks the government and the president of the United States purposely planned the attacks on 9/11.
Yes.
That's amazing. I've never heard that before.
I've heard it. People believe that.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah, right. Thank you, man, for adding to my wisdom this morning.
Crazy. It's blowing my mind.
I see that. Do you know somebody that just clings to a conspiracy theory?
Well, yes, I do. My husband's friend actually does. And he has this theory where all the movies are changed. Like, he will show you, like, say, Star Wars. You know how they say, like, Luke, I'm your father or whatever? He swears to God it doesn't say that part in half the movie. And he will pull it up on the internet and pull different movies up and say that they're all changed. And I have no idea why.
What do you mean? Like, they changed the script or what?
Yeah, like, the script is changed. Like, he swears it doesn't really say, Luke, you're my father. Or whatever, you know, Luke, I'm your father.
It's like a
different thing. I have no idea what this man's problem is. He seriously swears that all the movies are changed.
Did he partake in a lot of activities in the 60s by chance?
Yes.
Oh.
I think so.
Just curious.
He's a flower child from the 60s. Maybe he still thinks he's running and jumping through a field of lilies or something.
I know. I have no idea. But this,
that is interesting. I've never heard that.
Oh, my.
I know. He literally pulls up clips on, like, it does show different points, but I don't think it's real. Like, I don't know. It's
that makes me want to research that now. She's reeled me in.
Yeah, I'm just like, I've never heard of that. You should tell them, like,
weird.
Their movies and they have remakes and stuff, and, you know, they change the script so people will come and watch it.
Yeah, I know.
People who cling to conspiracy theories.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.